The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The housing crisis has caused the marriage rate to fall to its lowest recorded level outside the pandemic years. Kildare and Loughlin Diocese Bishop Dennis Nulty has warned that the decline in marriage is a concern not only for the church but for wider society, and he says that the cost of housing is now the biggest obstacle facing young couples preparing for marriage in Ireland. And Bishop Nulty joins us on the show now. Good evening to you. Tell us why you think, Bishop, that the housing crisis is the reason that marriages have fallen to their lowest ebb.
Thanks, Ciara and Shane. Nice to join with you on The Hard Shoulder. Look, marriage is a good news story for all of us, and we always enjoy celebrations of marriages. And we do, however, meet couples who find it very difficult to get on the housing ladder, to find it very difficult to get a stable home. And a housing crisis, if you don't have a home to go to, it's very difficult, Ciara, to try to make ends meet and to try to have a relationship together with someone you deeply love. And I think we've got to look at at affordable housing, look at the cost of rent. And I know it's an issue that government look at, but I don't think they look at it with the lens of marriage and how it may be impacting the number of people who are deciding to get married in the country.
I totally accept that the housing crisis is an issue for everybody, but most particularly for young people maybe starting out who don't earn huge salaries yet and haven't accumulated any kind of nest egg or what have you. But do you think that's why they're not getting married? Because I would suggest, despite the fact that perhaps it isn't in line with church teaching, that the vast majority of people now live together before they get married, and they're still doing that, and the housing crisis isn't stopping that. So do you think it's all down to the housing crisis, or is it a change in, I don't know if it's religious beliefs or fashion or what it is that might be putting people off getting married? And I also suspect the way marriages are now, which they're quite big sort of events, that the cost of getting married is high for people too. People tend not to have very simple marriages anymore. They seem to have very elaborate things.
And unfortunately, I think we have a job, all of us have a task, to try to make marriage more affordable for young couples. Because couples getting married, Ciara, are also older. If you notice that the CSO statistics, the average age for a male is 38, for a female 36.1, and that's increasing gradually every year. So back to your point, I think it's maybe too simplistic to say fewer people are choosing to marry in church, but it's basically the social, economic, spiritual, relational conditions that once supported marriage and family life have weakened. Ireland, however, is not a society without values. Ciara, the values people still care deeply about: love, dignity, inclusion, justice, peace, family, forgiveness, all these things, in some ways expressed in a secular language, but they're recognisably Christian. And I think I'm coming as a bishop, I'm coming as a priest, coming as an uncle, a granduncle, to my own niece and nephew's celebration of their wonderful marriages, which I enjoy celebrating. So I'm very much aware of couples trying their best to struggle to make ends meet. And of course, there's quite a substantial number who will live together before they marry. But that's even very so, because many of them have to return to parents' homes to couch surf because they're not able to get on the housing ladder. So it's not a simple solution, but this is certainly an issue that's caused, I think, a problem for many couples.
Okay.
And that's simply what I was highlighting.
And I think much of what you said is absolutely true, including the value systems, even for people who have moved away from the church. I think a lot of the cultural values that we hold here are very Christian, you know, whether you're an atheist or an agnostic, when you tend to be a kind of a Catholic atheist or a Catholic agnostic.
There is no doubt that people have a very strong Christian values without maybe even identifying them as Christian.
But what I was going to ask you is, well, what can be done? Because we are where we are, and we might prefer to be somewhere else. And I am someone who has four sort of young adult children, all of whom, my eldest is 26, he lives with me, and right down to the 17-year-old. And I see no sign of them going anywhere at the moment because it's not affordable for them. But what do you believe can be done to address the situation we find ourselves in? Because solving the housing crisis appears to be beyond the wit of most of our governments and most of our politicians in general.
That's right. The late Pope Francis used to talk about Europe going through the demographic winter, where the fertility rates across Europe, Western European countries, is decreasing, and therefore we're not replacing ourselves. And in Ireland, that fertility rate is going down as well. So for the younger people, they should be concerned because they'll be affected by a fast aging population that they will need to support later in life. So it's in all our interest that we encourage couples to marry, to be committed to one another, because there's no doubt a commitment of marriage is much stronger than somebody who's simply living together because they hopefully would celebrate 25 or 50 years of marriage or whatever. And it's a long-term investment that the state might set up a kind of a working group and look, see, how can we encourage marriage? Pope Leo, in a wonderful visit to Madrid last week, he encouraged 1.2 million people in Madrid to embrace marriage. And he is called next October, a meeting of bishops from all over the world to come together at Rome to reflect on marriage and what it means, what it's understood in Western, in the world today, and how we can encourage people and encourage the very thing, the conversation I'm having with you today.
Yeah, and I totally appreciate the stability that comes from family units and all of that. I get that those are the building blocks of society, but I'm not sure how you, other than maybe having conversations like this that might make people think, I'm not sure how you do it, because it does seem to me that people do live together before they get married, and that's the direction of travel increasingly.
I think, Kira, tax relief could be looked at for couples who are both working and have also huge costs in childcare. It's the biggest, couples are telling me, childcare is a huge issue, huge concern as well. So, you know, there are many ways that a government might say, look, can we encourage a couple to marry? What can we do that makes it better? And look, there are bigger experts than me out there to put heads together, actuaries who can look at figures and see what's possible. Because we don't want, if you like, an ageing population and a very young, a very small, younger cohort supporting the ageing population. Yeah. We need to rebalance.
Eric in Limerick makes a very good point in the text line about the fact that we're doing everything later now. He says, I agree that housing is an issue, but also the late arrival to adulthood. Kids are in school till they're 18 or 19, then a four-year degree, then many now taking postgrads, then many of them off to Australia because they've spent the last 25 years at home with mum and dad. Late 20s and 30s by the time they even think of settling down. There's a truth in that. I've seen that in among my own kids. Like, they are leaving school at 19. They are in college for 5 and 6 years, a bit longer than we were. I left school at 17 and was 3 years in college. Do you know what I mean? And that was quite normal then.
There's no doubt the texter from Limerick is right. There's a general social norm that discourages in some ways people marrying in their 20s. But I'm saying, why not in their late 20s? Why not? Why wait till they're 37, 38? Look, let's try to encourage people that commitment that marriage brings. I think it's a great sense of support for society. It's a great strength of support for our civilization by supporting a couple and looking at tax benefits. There's different ways a government might address these matters. And I know they handle an awful lot, no different than all of us do in life. So they're dealing with a lot of things. This is just another thing on their agenda. But it's an important one because we will have a looming demographic crisis if we don't kind of address all these issues.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That is Bishop Dennis Nulty there, Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin. Shane, it is a very interesting conundrum. If we do want people to get married, or if we do want people to have children, and in many ways
and we do.
The bishop is right, because we currently have 5 or 6 people supporting each pensioner in terms of paying out their pensions from their tax receipts. We are moving towards it being 2 to 1 rather than 5 or 6 to 1, and that's going to become a huge issue for people. But if we do, he's absolutely right. Never mind just the housing thing. Things about like free childcare would make a difference. Things like tax breaks would make a difference. Because currently, even do you remember on Friday, we were discussing having kids in restaurants and people were largely against it. We're not that
not child friendly,
supportive of other people's children.
Yeah. Look, other countries have tried tax breaks. I mean, look, I think some of it is definitely a cultural thing. I think people are settling down later. Mm-hmm. There isn't the same imperative to get married.
I think we've infantilized our children to the point that they don't feel like they're adults till they're in their late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Lauren Dublin says, why get married other than to ensure tax-free inheritance in the event of death? I can't think of another reason, to be honest. And they said romance was dead, eh?
Someone else says, getting the approval of God in order to live together and have a family is a thing of the past. Politicians are responsible for house building and not bishops. I'm sorry, says John in Limerick, but I'm not sure what you mean by that, John. What you're sorry for.
I don't think the bishop was lecturing or moralizing there?
No, I think he was talking in quite societal terms and about what's, do we know what's good for us, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he was actually moralizing.
Here's a question. Is it desirable for society that more people get married? And I'm not sure politicians here want to have that argument, because I think they're terrified of being accused of being old-fashioned and,
well, God forbid we'd have a politician that wouldn't associate themselves with progressivism in the Dáil, yeah, on either side of the house. It is being discussed, by the way, in other parts of Europe. Now, largely governments that are right-wing in places like Hungary, yeah, are talking about incentivising people to have children, incentivising people to have marriages.
I think in France they've done this,
and in Germany. So Sweden, I think, can make an argument
it's good for society that, yeah, more people get married.
Let us know what you think. Is Shane's question, is it desirable that more of us get married or not? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.